I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes.
Great day, the righteous marching.
Great day.
Oh, God's gonna build our Zion's
walls.
Great day, the righteous marching.
Great day.
Oh, God's gonna build our Zion's
walls.
It's been more than a century since the Fisk University Jubilee Singers started performing Negro spirituals and slave songs. The songs were an expression of deeply rooted religious beliefs and faith. Today, the Fisk Singers are still spreading the songs of enslaved Africans nationwide, and they are celebrated in a new show called Sing Jubilee, the Story of the Fisk Jubilee Singers. With us today is Rick Sperling, founder and CEO of the Mosaic Youth Theater in Detroit, which is staging the play. And also with us is Sing Jubilee playwright Oyamo. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Rick, let's start with you. You founded the Mosaic Theater Ensemble 15 years ago. Why'd you do that?
Well, I really saw a tremendous need for a program like this. I was an artist in residence in the Detroit Public Schools, and more than 90% of the schools had no drama programs. Very few had music programs. And this is a community that brought us Motown and brought us some of the greatest actors and musicians. And after my experience in the schools and seeing how hungry these young people were for this, I decided we needed our own company, our own youth theater company. What I didn't expect was that young people would come from all over metropolitan Detroit and from 50 different schools, and the productions that we did were such a high level that they were on a professional level, and they've led us to tour our productions to Europe, to Asia, to Africa, all across the United States and Canada. So what started off as trying to fill a need has really become a great opportunity to be a world-class youth arts organization. It's been a very exciting 15 years.
Let's talk to the playwright, Oyamo. The Fisk Jubilee Singers story is a fantastic one, going way back and how they came together to save Fisk University from being closed down in Nashville, Tennessee. What inspired you to write this?
Well, you know, actually, I had at one point been working on a project about the Fisk Jubilee Singers, but it was a project that ultimately didn't go anywhere. But I had done some research, and I was absolutely fascinated and inspired by their story. It's quite fantastic how a group of young people came together at Fisk University under the direction of a man named George White. Actually, at that time, it was called Fisk Free Colored School, and it was formed originally by the American Missionary Association, which founded this school along with about 19 others. At that time, it was in 1871. The school was founded in 1876, but in 1871, this group decided that they were going to go out and try to raise money for Fisk under George White's direction and at his urging, and because essentially it was his idea. And times were quite perilous in those days to be traveling around with a white man, George White, 10 young singers. At that point in Nashville, Tennessee, and in the South in general, these thousands of northern white school teachers who came down to teach the freed people were risking their lives.
Well, let me stop you there because the story is fantastic, and we don't have a time to do all of it as we would like, but I want to play a little bit of the piece, and I want to ask you, Rick, after we hear a little bit of the show, to talk about the role that I understand that you played not only in staging it, but actually performing in it. Here's the piece. So, Rick, you had a part in it. I don't know if it was a singing part or a speaking part or both. What was it exactly?
Thankfully for the audience, it was not a singing part. I'm portraying the role of George White, the abolitionist who, as Oyamo said, went south to work with the freed people and was inspired by these young singers to tour the country to try to save Fisk. It's very interesting because there are a lot of parallels between the evolution of the Fisk Jubilee Singers and the evolution of Mosaic. Mm-hmm. These are young African-American performers who are trying to say to the world that they can do as great art as anyone. That was quite a statement to make in 1871, but it's amazing that that statement is still something that we have to work hard in 2008 for these young African-American performers to go out there. And we've performed at the White House and the Kennedy Center, and it takes a while for people to realize that these young people can do incredibly sophisticated works of theater, just like the Fisk Jubilee Singers did incredibly mm-hmm. sophisticated pieces of music. And just to have a play written by Oyamo, whose plays have been produced all around the world, written just for Mosaic, I think speaks to the level. But it was our 15th anniversary, and we thought it was something special for me to act on stage with our young people.
Well, happy anniversary, and congratulations to the both of you. Oyamo, Rick, we appreciate your coming on. Oyamo wrote the play, Sing Jubilee, the story of the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Rick Sperling is founder and CEO of the Mosaic Youth Theater in Detroit, which is presenting the play.